Hi there. So today we are going to go over payment processing, setting up your payments to start accepting, as well as the products and pricing and setting those up. So first we're going to go up here in our settings and we're going to go into our payment processor. So in our payment processor, as you can see, we've already got a bunch of ones that are already set up here. But we are going to add a click right here and add a new payment processor. From here, you can select from Stripe, Easy Pay, Direct, PayPal, Quick Pay, manual transfers, which would be like doing any payments outside of Simplero specifically. And then we also have other ones that are available via Spreely. So when you select like Stripe, for example, you can add, go add. And it's actually going to take you to this login page. So it's going to want you to log into that Stripe account so that you can connect it. So we're actually going to go back. You can set up each of those as you would like. And then once we get into the payment processors, you can see all the ones that you have set up. And then you can actually turn them on live or not. If you have it on live, that is how it's going to actually be able to be used. See, for example, the cash is turned off, so therefore they can't pay via cash. And we're also going to go into products. So this is under the settings tab, sales product. Under here, this is where you're going to be able to personalize who the sender email is, who you want it to say it's from, your receipt greeting. You can edit this, so this is going to show at the bottom of your receipt. You can add a custom email aspect to the login email that they're going to receive, as well as getting notifications for receipts whenever they're issued. You can send it to yourself, you can send it to someone else, you can also send a copy of any credit notes that are created. You can also personalize how many times you want to charge someone and how many times you're going to do this before it gets marked failed. After it has been marked failed, then we're not going to try and charge it any further. You can also personalize the main text of the email when a payment fails. If you leave it empty, though, it's all automatically going to do this part. Unfortunately, your payment failed to go through. Don't worry, no money was deducted from your account in this transaction. And then you can also personalize about the warning for renewals. This is in regards to subscription period. So if someone has a renewal that is under 60 days, then they wouldn't get that warning. Now, hypothetically, if somebody had some subscription that had been 90 days long, they would get that renewal right there. And they would get it 5 days before it renewed. You can also down limit your download. So if you don't want somebody to download a Let's say you had a freebie, a PDF or something, and you only want them to download it for 10 times. You can limit how many times you want them to be able to download it. That's completely up to you. You can also limit how long it's available. So if somebody gets the link and the link for a downloadable product, it'll only work for 10 days, hypothetically. So then we're going to go into taxes. Now, Simplero is not responsible for anything tax related. That is completely on you. But this is where you can edit those tax settings that it'll take on for your products. So you can have what you want the tax percentage when editing and showing prices, whether you want simple tax, EU, UK VAT. And then you can also have it so that people can't choose their own country and you want the always be based off of their IP address. Now, if you were to select this, there's going to be instances where someone's IP address might not be where they're typically from. Say someone's traveling and they decide to buy your product and their IP address isn't going to be the same as their address. As far as tax rates, so within these tax settings, the EU rates are automatically loaded in. Anything outside of the EU, you're going to want to set up down here. Now, obviously, these ones have already been set up because this is a test account. All right, now we're going to go into products. So when you go into a product, and we're going to create a new one just to show you what it's like from the beginning. So we are going to put the name. So we're going to do a testing pricing, Just for an example, you're going to set up your card image. This is going to be used in the order form. Also shows for social media. You're going to end up putting the description for the product. It doesn't have to be very long at all. You can also change whether or not you want it to be a full purchase or a subscription. And also in the random case you want it to be able to be used for credits, you can do that too. For the purchase, this is going to be a lifetime access. This is going to be something that you're going to use if you want a one-time purchase for something. For example, if you're selling an event and you want somebody to go through your products, then you would end up doing just a regular purchase. Now, it does say unlimited or forever access, and that would consider into the products that end up having content correct or connected to it, which we will set up and look through later. Then we have subscriptions. So this is going to be renewed at a continuous rate depending on what you send it up for. You can set up the rate for the product. We're just going to do $30 without tax. And it's automatically going to populate what you want it with tax. Now, say it's the opposite way and you want only $30 with tax, it can update that for you as well, which is really awesome. You can also edit how long you want them to give access for, whether it's a month, days, weeks, years, up to you. You can set it up for as long as you want. And you can also add a free trial before the reoccurring payments begin. This is a really awesome aspect. If say you want to give somebody 14 days free, then you can do 14 days for a trial. Then you're going to go into the tax settings. So you can either have something where this product is exempt from all taxes, or you want the list price to always include the tax. Now, when it comes to the tax settings, again, you're going to want to make sure that you are checking with your local tax laws to make sure that you are doing it correctly. We cannot stay completely up to date with how things change, but we do our absolute best. You can also update the welcome email that is going to send out to customers once they've purchased. When we go into that, you can also limit the email receipts, whether you want it for all charges, which is kind of the default where they get a receipt for every charge, or for anything except a subscription renewal, or if you only want it when it's required by law. That is kind of up to you. You can also add prefixes if you'd like to your email. There's a lot of customizations within products themselves. You can also override the default currency. Maybe you have it set for USD right now and really you want it to be in the euro. Again, that's going to be in your settings on what you have it set up for. You can just leave it for whatever your currency is and that you've set up at the beginning. So we'll just leave that. So we're going to create this product and it's going to think for a little bit, and there we go. All right, so now we're going to go back into the configure. So this is going to be a lot of the same things that you just saw when creating it. Now, if you've changed your mind from what you had originally created, you can just go here and change it. Next, we're going to go into selling. So under the selling tab, this is going to be a lot about your sales page, your catalog, what you want there. So if you want it to be listed in your catalog, you're going to move this over to listed. At the unlisted, nobody would see this in your catalog products unless you gave them the link to directly purchase this product. You can add the catalog you want it to be in. You can also have it not available for purchase at all. So when you close it, nobody would be able to purchase it even if they had the link for it. It would just tell them that this product is no longer available. You can also put a short description for a catalog overview page. So this is going to just tell them a quick overview of what your product is about. Maybe you just want to have a really short description about it. Next, we have the primary sales page. So you can have a standalone page. You can choose a landing page. Say that you have made a specific landing page just for selling this product. You can change that here. If you have an external sales page, you can select that here as well. You can put the URL for them to redirect to, as well as anything on your site that you can select right there. You can also connect your affiliate program. So when you add your affiliate program, say we do this one, you can either have it inherit what the affiliate program has for settings. Otherwise, you can do a percentage or a fixed amount. Say for this product, we want everyone to get $5 without tax from these sales. Granted, this is not a fully accurate way to set it up because we don't really have any affiliates right there, but this is just an example. You can also limit the number of sales for the sales for a specific time period. So you can turn this on and you want sales to start, say, tomorrow. And we're going to end it by October 1st. You can do that there, and then it would only allow sales from that day. You can also limit the total number of participants. If you only want to have 20 participants, then we can set that up right here as well. Now, if it's closed or sold out, this is where you can have a different message than it just simply saying that the product is sold. So if you want to have something that is specific to this product, so sorry, we hope that you understand. You can put that right here and you can add things like links, and you can direct them as a button to open in a different window. You can have this button where it's like, we are so sorry, this is sold out. Please go to this page or what have you. Again, not necessary, but it's definitely an option. You can offer to subscribe to a wait list, so you can select any of the lists that you have, and you can redirect to a URL if you want to have them continue, then it will redirect them to the next URL that you select. So then we're going to go back in. Now we're going to go back into pricing. So under the pricing, so now we have this subscription. So the subscription is, you can go in and edit. And so right now it's set up so that you have 14 days of $0. Then we're going to go to 1 month, and it's $27.78 at the start of the period. And so, well, and it's plus tax. And so then it's going to continue until they cancel. Now, if you go into edit right here, you can edit this and say you only want it to continue one time. Now, if you do this and you don't have a subscription period, we'll save that real quick. It's going to expire as soon as this 1 month is up. This is going to expire and they will have to manually renew. It will not automatically renew for them. You can also change how they access the price. So maybe this is actually only available via a coupon code. So you can set a coupon code, and then this price will populate off of this coupon code. But they have to insert that price off in order to get this price. And then you can also set it for a secret link. Secret links, we'll save that in a little bit, but secret links are actually only available if you get the direct link to it. So I'm just going to save that as a secret link for now. You can also add a trigger. When you add a trigger, based off of this price specifically, if the purchase is activated, participant is activated, whatever you would like to do, you can actually do a trigger where whenever the purchase is activated, they get a tag or subscribe to a list or start an automation, or maybe you want them to purchase another product without even having to pay, as in they get free access to that product based off this price. It's really offers a lot of different options that you can do. And so we're going to get out of that. You can also turn on allowing donations. Just say, please donate to my cause. And this is just going to show where it says that they can donate money on top of their original purchase. You can have it set to replace another price. This is relevant in terms of if you have different prices that are available, and maybe this one is actually a time limited because you can also limit the time that a price is available. Maybe you only are offering a discount for a month, and so that price can actually replace another one. You can also limit the number of participants at that price. So if you have 10 purchasers that are also the same participants, maybe you only want 10 participants. That's up to you how you want to limit it that way. You can also limit the payment processors that can be used. You can either do unrestricted, only the ones that allow automatic charge, or you can have it so that they can't do any bank or cash transfers. You can always retain the ability to auto charge if you'd like. You can allow immediate cancellation, which that just shows. Normally it just cancels at the end of the current period. Immediate cancellation would just show once they cancel, they lose access at that moment. You can set a minimum commitment. So maybe in order to get this price, they have to commit to 10 months, or they have to commit for 10 days in order to get this price. Again, if you have it set up for this is obviously going to affect them being able to cancel or take off their card from their account. So we're just going to save that. So as you can see, when you go into a secret price, this is not actually available. So we're going to go up here. We're going to go into order form. And oh no, we have no price. But if we copy this link and we paste it up here, now we can see a price. Now we can see what it is going to be. And as you can see, it's $0 due today, but October 4th is when the next charge would be. So this is just kind of what an order form will look like. Now, if we were to go in, we're going to go in here. Okay, we're just going to pick a random card image real quick just to give you a true example. This is a really great product. Okay. And then we're going to check our order form. I guess I should go over that as well. So for the purchase fields, you can require the billing address. You can make that required. You can add your company, the company name. And then for as far as the purchase event, these are extra fields that you can ask for. So this is the name. You can make it required. Email. You can add a participant. Phone number, you can do their date and time, you can do gender, time zone, age, all kinds of different things that you can require on the order form. So you can change that if you'd like. You can also add a custom copy of the order form. So this is just other customizations that you can add to it. You can allow the participant to be different from the billing contact. So this is in case of if you have one person buying for three people, or you have one person trying to do it for buy it for another person. You can change that right here. We can also, so we're actually going to turn that, and we're going to do five participants per purchase. There we go. You can also use a custom link to for the terms to accept. You can always require a valid EU VAT number when the customer is from the EU. And then we're just going to save that. All right. Upselling is in another video, but this is where you would see if it has been used as an upsell. And then when it comes to content, like if you have a content added to the product itself, you can have either PDFs, videos, audios, whatever you want. If you want this to be automatically available as soon as they purchase, you'll add those files right here, right there. And it's going to show on that built-in thank you page. So we're going to hook this product to this membership site in courses. You can also add a custom copy for the thank you page. This is just going to be your own personal way to edit the thank you page that shows after they've purchased, and you can personalize it rather than just having the system generated one. You can also have them get redirected to a different URL after the purchase. So once they hit submit and the purchase has gone through, you can actually move them to a different page. You can even direct it straight to, say you want them to go straight to the home page after the purchase. You can also remove downloadable links for videos, audios, PDFs, and you can also allow refunds for only a certain page. You can prevent the downloads within that refund period and allow customers to issue a refund to themselves without your involvement during the refund period. That's kind of up to you. This don't email participants about how to access their content. Now, this is what it'll look like for the most part when someone purchased a product, if we're gonna load. So it's going to say the username, it's gonna say the password. It's all when it's the system generated and they've never had a Simplero account before, it will show the password. Now, if somebody has already had purchased something from another Simplero business, then the password will be empty because once they've customized that password, it's not going to show anymore. Now, earlier I mentioned that you can personalize the login email. Now, if you were to decide to add anything, it would just show right here between the username and then the access your content. So this would end up being more personalized, which is completely up to you if you choose to do that. So it's best to leave this unchecked unless you end up having something in your auto responses. You can automatically set these up to start automation. You don't even have to do a trigger. Once the purchase has gone through, you can set it up to start an automation. You can also add triggers that when someone has purchased something or the purchase activated, maybe it's activated the first time, you can add them to a list. And you can create the list, you can add a tag. Again, all those fun triggers that we have all over Simplero. Now, I'm going to go back into the auto responses quick. Now, when you have an auto response, testing auto response. This is going to be based off of signing up. So you can have your own personalized email. You can add right here. You can do the first name, last name, full name, email, their Simplero ID, their generated password, all kinds of fun things that you can populate right through here, as well as typing up a more personalized email. You can add links. You can add pictures and files all from your media library. You can do all kinds of fun stuff. And these are going to be sent out in connection to signing up for the purchase. Now, it's automatically going to be in draft mode. Now, if you want to see what it looks like, you can actually pop it out in your browser. Obviously, this doesn't say anything right now. So, that's just kind of in connection to the product. But just to wrap up, we're going to go back into our order form. So up here in the top right-hand side, we have these link images. In the link image, this is where you're going to find your sales page, your order form, and your freebie link. You can also reset your freebie link. So the sales page, this is going to be what's in your catalog. If we had a description right here, then we don't want that. Then you would see that right in here. You would see the description, and then you would see the picture, and you can buy now. Then we're going to go into our order form. We're going to save. I think I forgot to do my price. So we're going to add another price. We're going to do just that one-time purchase price. Full time unlimited access. All right, so we're just going to do this as a purchase, and then we're going to end up setting it up for, say, we're going to do $100. Now, do we want to have additional installments? Now, you don't have to do installments, but you can if you would like. You can have this published, and then again, this is the same, very similar to how we have the other price set up. Now, if you want to, you can edit it even further. So. We can add extra installments. You can add those triggers. All right, so now that we have our full-time price, we're going to go in here. Now you can see the order form. So the picture is right here, and then you can see my really awesome description right here, and then you can add your promo code right there. So you can pick which type of payment you want to do. And go from there. When you have a credit or debit card, it's going to finish right here. Now, if you do a PayPal or mobile pay, you're going to end up filling out all of this information, accepting everything, and hitting continue. Obviously, it's not going to work for me right now. But for the most part, this is a overview of setting up prices, your product, and the different settings that you need to have in your account on the back end as well. Now, if you have any extra questions in regards to setting up your product or pricing, please feel free to reach out in a support ticket, and one of our wonderful support specialists will be happy to help you.